All right, this is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr here in the North Dakota Corn Grower Studio. Thank you so much for tuning in. It has never happened before ever in the history of the universe, but it is a reality as of Sunday morning. It is the U.S. Alfalfa Farmer Research Initiative, otherwise known as the Alfalfa Checkoff. Don't know how many bags of alfalfa seed were sold on Sunday or even yesterday, but hey, if you bought one, you got to pay the checkoff. Let's find out. The president of the Midwest Forage Summit, Beth Nelson. Beth, you've been working on the alfalfa checkoff for quite a few years.
We have. Since alfalfa is consumed on farm and or sold typically down the road, for a good portion of it, we've struggled with where are we going to come up with that first purchaser that a lot of the other checkoff programs have. But we have come up with an answer to that hurdle, and we're going to do it on alfalfa seed when it's sold.
How much per pound, bag, hundredweight? What is the...
It's per bag of seed sold, and it's $1. The checkoff right now is voluntary by seed marketing brands. So if your seed marketer has said they will facilitate the checkoff, you will automatically be assessed that $1. We have over 25 seed marketers that have agreed to facilitate the checkoff. We do have that list on our website. And if a farmer who's listening wants to help support that checkoff and their seed marketer isn't on that list, they should just give me a call, and we'll talk about how to go about getting them on there.
Right, and so if you're buying a dollar a bag, that's pretty painless. So if your seed sales company is not participating, since it is voluntary, maybe you should tell them they ought to do that as a producer.
That's right. That's right. So we think that some of the decline in acreage that we've seen in alfalfa over the last years is because of the lack of public research that is committed to the alfalfa crop compared to some of the other major crops. Alfalfa is actually the third most valuable field crop to corn and soybeans, and a lot of people don't realize this. But really, the public research that happens at the land-grant universities and the ARS system really pales in comparison to these other crops.
How much money do you anticipate raising with the alfalfa checkoff?
Right now, with the marketers that are in, we should see about $500,000. If we get the other couple of, there's two large ones that haven't made that decision yet. If they decide to come in, we could see that nearly double.
Pretty cool. Well, if you're going to fund research like the other commodity organizations, you're going to have a research proposal summit someday soon.
And that's right. So right now what we are doing is if people visit our website, which is alfalfa.org, the very first thing on the homepage is provide your input today. And so what we're asking people to do is take 2 minutes out of their day and go on there and tell us what their research priorities are. We'll be collecting that information through the end of January, and then early February our board is meeting, and we'll be using those survey results to help us establish what the first call for proposals should focus on. And we expect to be doing the first call for proposals late spring.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's pretty exciting. First ever in the history of the universe, the U.S. Alfalfa Farmer Research Initiative. Now, and you are the Midwest Forage Association's president. What other crops fall under the heading of forage other than alfalfa?
Any of the fescues, clovers, pretty much anything that you would feed a cow or a horse or goats or just about anything, the hay type of crops. So alfalfa, clovers, fescues, any number of forage crops.
Okay, it doesn't have to be a legume, just if you feed it, it's a forage, huh?
Most likely, yes.
Yeah. All righty.
We'll cover it.
Okay. Well, the 2017 Midwest Forage Summit, I see, is coming up here on the 23rd of January. And I guess if anybody wants to go to a water park, you have selected the perfect location for your summit.
We have. It's going to be at the Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells. We've been there for a number of years, and it just works real well for our symposium.
So what's on the agenda for the Midwest Forage Summit?
Well, there's just all kinds of things going on. We do that summit in collaboration with the Professional Nutrient Applicators of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin Custom Operators. And so the throughout pretty much on the 24th and the 25th, there are concurrent sessions going on, so people are able to choose what they would like to hear. There's usually at least two different things taking place at all times during those 2 days. Our kickoff speaker on Tuesday will be Quick Trip, and we're going to take a look at, the title is A Quick Look at Quick Trip's Culture. So they've been pretty successful and going to have a listen there and see if there's some things that we can glean for some of our forage operations as well. And then the second day, the kickoff speaker for that day is from the University of Wisconsin, and the topic will be cover crops and fall manure applications. So cover crops are a pretty trendy thing going on right now.
Cover crops even in forage crops, huh?
That's right.
Interesting. Yeah, well, lots to learn, lots to know, and to get registered or to learn more about the 2017 Midwest Forage Association Symposium 17. What's the website for that?
That is midwestforage.org.
Okay.
Right on the homepage there.
Gotcha. All righty. Well, it is, I guess, exciting times for alfalfa. I mean, you have a checkoff. And is there at any time in the future where you want to work to have, the hay is bought, or alfalfa is bought and sold online? Do you see alfalfa futures coming in any day soon?
Well, you never know. We are seeing a trend where we have more commercial operations than ever before. So a lot of times you'll see your large dairies actually contracting out their forage production now instead of growing their own, certainly supplementing what they are growing in many cases if they aren't buying everything outside.
All right. Well, congratulations on the fruits of your labor for many years. The Alfalfa Checkoff, the U.S. Alfalfa Farmer Research Initiative, is real. Just $1 a bag. That's pretty cool. All right, Beth, congratulations, and thanks for the visit today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy New Year.
You too.
Yeah, thank you.